Welcome friends, we are understanding the subject of service management part 2. Under that, this is the last chapter, chapter 10, which is improving operational performance through decision management. So let's understand what is the learning objectives for this chapter. Understand the importance of decisions being taken, decision making, benefits of making decisions using appropriate tools, and explain the concept of business intelligence. Essentially, if I had to give you an idea, art of decision making is not there in most of us due to upbringing. We fear decisions being taken. If this is a reflection in the corporate world, organizations have realized that this inability will thrive, everything lending into thrive a culture in which everything is lending into the hands of top management. And if that is the case, what will happen? Top management will be struggling to handle operational part more than the business part. Therefore, there is an alarm, and that they felt that needs to be handled. So efforts were made where even science or the art of decision making was converted using a science of data, using a modeling techniques, etc., where it has been converted into an art where every employee at whatever level is encouraged and been aided by tools which will help him to take correct decisions. And if the decisions are taken at the point of origin of the issue or a complaint or a problem, it is the best way. And if that is handled correctly, which you will know a little later in terms of output, in terms of success ratio, in terms of overheads involved, etc., it will translate into a benefit to the organizations, and it will free the management from handling operational part more and focus on the business development. That's the crux of it. So this chapter explains you decision management, and then how decision management can be a way in itself that empowers every individual. What is critical is that businesses are becoming more and more complex every day, and decision making is becoming even more complex with the uncertainty around us. Decision that is required to be taken, you have a very small decisions to be taken, whether in your personal life or a professional life. Decisions will have a scope of impact probably limited to you, will have a scope of impact limited to a function, will have a scope of impact limited to a division or organizations. So decisions that you take will certainly have a repercussion or say impact. Repercussion is not a right word, impact is the right word. Impact, when looked at, will tell you whether it was a favorable impact or unfavorable impact. But scope of its coverage could be moving from individual to the complete organization. So you understand the bandwidth of severity that a decision when taken or not taken, kind of a thing. Decisions could be in any function, be it in finance, marketing, operations. So like as conveyed earlier also in the continuous operation execution management program, as it covers all the functions, same way the decision making is required at all level. All functions have to take relevant decision. Marketing to take a decision as to which segment or what strategy, convert that into a production plan. So production will have to develop their or decision based production plan. Finance will have to develop their take their decisions to function, to fund the overall organization's program and strategies and goals, etc. So decision, of course, therefore are taken at all level which has a impact. Any decision is crucial, and when it comes to operational performance, it sometimes involves many stakeholders. Many time decisions that you need to take will impact couple of stakeholders or many stakeholders. Therefore, it requires a consultative way of taking decisions. So like we move from a individual decisions, we move to a consultative way of collective decisions. And so decisions, even collective decisions, have an impact on a limited scope or an organization wide scope. So that's a perspective, that's the horizon, or that's the area of decision making and its impact. So that how much you can impact through a decision. Now essence is that you convert that into a way that what you take is time and again a correct decision, so that organization starts getting benefit out of it. Decisions about customers' offers, service levels, eligibility or pricing, as I have covered, that every function will have their own way of decisions. So this is more to do with the customer handling and the marketing. Today we are in the era where the speed of decision making plays a very vital and crucial role for any business. Customers today have become more little restless and impatient. What we are saying is that we moved from understanding the individual decisions to a collective stakeholder based decisions. Now the dimension of speed is getting added. With the complex market, with more and more competition moving in the market, each one is trying to gain the attention of their customers, the prospects, etc. The speed of decision making becomes crucial make or break factor. If you are embroiled in a very churning type of a decision process, then by the time the decision comes out, maybe the opportunity is lost already. So crux today, moving from individual collective to speed in the decision making. So we are now entering an era where speed is also becoming another dimension to your decision making initiatives. We need to move towards that great speed wherein the service provider is expected to deliver even before the customers have started to think or have just started thinking. So look at how they have brought out the significance of speed, wherein even before customer starts visualizing, even customer starts feeling the need, service provider is already in a position to offer that service. So that's what the speed is all about. Your decision making therefore has to not only match with the ongoing era's need for speed of decisions. So having understood the complexity to achieve better everyday business results, therefore organizations are turning to business rule management or a combination of business rules and business event processing to improve the timing and quality of the operational decisions that are driving key business processes and applications, such as claims, member enrollment, campaign management, payment processing, customer care, etc. So situation is handled where there are either the rules are made. Along with rules, many times there are specific ifs and buts, or a scenario based learning is provided to the people so that they are in a position to take an appropriate decisions that will improve the time that it takes to deliver the result. That gets improved, and once that happens, the entire business process will become delivery driven, and this will impact your business development. So classically, an example, suppose if I have to give you which is of a credit card, evaluate it from this particular dimensions in front of you. I mentioned credit card, instead of that a loan, a personal loan. Ek jamana tha jab loan made available, that's an era I have seen, and I have seen even today's era. Personal loan approval itself, your application approval itself, and you to know that you are eligible used to take fortnight and month. Today you have many companies advertising approval within 2 hours. So that approval within 2 hours means it will tell you that within 2 hours that you are eligible to get this loan and how much is the amount. Now to achieve that standard, they have created a requirement, they have created rules, and the rules of when you meet a customer, give him an exhaustive list of documents that is required. So that customer prepares all these documents, there is a checklist given to a customer, so that customer has to himself, before coming to even your office or nearby branch, should check whether he has attached all these things or not. There are even options given. If you don't have, for say, identity proof, if you don't have electricity bill, then have a ration card or have telephone bill, etc. So there are various options given, so that customer, whatever is available, comes with that. You know, has to have a guarantor. So if the guarantor is not a blood relative, then who can be a guarantor? So give him a list. So that way the entire application, which is made in such a way that when it comes to the counter is in a position to see everything, the picture is clear. If suppose he is not a salaried, if you are not a salaried, then what is required? So form 16, so form 16 of how many years? So everything has been noted down so well clear, so that the recipient and the back office, when looks at it, can determine immediately whether the person is eligible to receive the loan or not, and if yes, how much. When you talk to these people, they tell you that, you know, we have been generally educated ke bhai 10 times of your income has been allowed as a, say, like loan amount wagera, or say 50% of your property value is allowed to us as a loan. So if they see that you have submitted a loan application with proper property documents, being you as the owner, you have established that market value, they have a reference material, so they refer that you are in Dadar occupying say 500 square feet of a house which is costing anywhere 1.5 to 2 crores. So like this person is asking for 20 lakhs ka loan, which is 50% of that is say 75 lakhs or, you know, this thing. So this person is asking only 20 lakhs loan, he is eligible. So immediately the counter at that point of time, within an hour or two, will tell you whether your application is eligible, accepted, and eligible for what amount, etc. After that, again various process to be followed. So here what I'm trying to tell you, the rules or the combination of rules and the circumstances or options, etc., is created so that receiver of the application itself and the team together is able to decide whether to accept this application or not to accept this application. And then if accepted, they are able to promptly convey to customers what is their eligibility. So defining and analyzing the problem, you have to first dwell upon what kind of problem may be faced. Develop this into a solutions and alternative solutions, etc. Provide all alternatives possible. Evaluate various alternative solutions. So if this alternative solution is pursued, what is the impact? If another alternative is pursued, what is the impact? So if form 16 is not there, you ask for the, you know, income proof, etc. So if that is given, but then there are risks attached. Salary certificate, pay slip is an authenticated document because it is coming from the company. Form 16 is partially authenticated because it is self-filed by the individual with the authority, income tax, the apex authority, where you are paying tax. So you are also certifying your income and you are paying tax accordingly. If that is not there, self-certificate or some income proof that you submit, other than that, risk of loan increases. So you have a risk minimal when there is a salaries and all this thing. You have a risk of a repayment little higher attached to that if it is only form 16 given. If it is some self proclaimed documents are given about income, risk is higher. So this is that evaluation of the listing solutions, selecting the best solutions. You then choose what is best, and that only you put into your requirements, etc., or way of handling. Implement the decisions. Once the person gets the idea what is in the best interest, he has to take the immediate decisions, implemented. When implemented, you follow it up, whether it is beneficial, impacting favorably, adversely, etc. So that's the overall decision making process. So you establish rules, you establish scenario based understanding, etc., you give options, etc., they all fall part here. But if it is done predefined, employee, your counter guys, etc., are able to judge promptly, they are able to take decisions within the given rules and regulations of the organizations. So that's the crux of decision making. By using business rules and events to help automate, govern, and improve operational decision making, once you do that model based, etc., understanding, you are able to create a decision making culture within the organizations. As a result, what can happen? You shorten the response time to market opportunities or the threat. You have shortened your response time. So people who come to you, and if you get into, which typically happens with the government banks or typically happens with the government organizations, you want a birth certificate, first you go with the hospital ka bill wagera. They will say abhi hospital ke bill ke saath saath doctor ka certificate chahiye that you are discharged. When you go and take that, they will say ke bhai mother ka statement chahiye, this thing wagera. So instead, why not have all these things being declared before, so that when I go for my birth certificate application, I have all these things right in the beginning. So if this is not done, you see the inconvenience that I am put to. So if banks have to reduce their response time to market opportunity, they have put in place the entire system of valid applications. So valid applications, when received, you are able to accept it fastly. Once it is in your system, competition also will have similar systems. So this gentleman X who is at your bank could have gone to Y bank and Z bank, and each one he will look for the response. So that way, if you have done your system and this thing strengthened, you are able to take a better decisions, you know, or defend against the threat. There is a threat emerging, you are able to defend against the threat. Yani, I have classically come across one example recent past. One of my friends' daughter wanted to go abroad for education and all. I was the one who probably told them, okay, bhai, it is a bit risky to work with nationalized bank. Go to professionals. So we approached private banks. One of the bank introduced us to a exclusive company being formed to handle education loan. So we approached them, but you will be surprised to know, nationalized bank, one of the very leading nationalized banks, they have their internal process, and this thing was so well defined that eventually they got the business, while the one who was so-called specialist or the one who was so-called established for the purpose, you know, of education loan was still in the infancy, and therefore their response time not being in line with the market, this thing, there was no hesitation even after some time after talking to them on a regular basis. Bhai, kya hua, kya hua, kya hua? I told them that it looks like you go with this bank because their response is faster and they will give you, just verify, okay, while the others were still struggling, you know, they were coming out with various queries and all. So that's what, you know, improve process automation. Once you have a process in place, then you know what has to happen, if and not, you know, if yes, if no, kind of answers and all, various process links are there. It is only at that stage that it is possible to automate. If there is no linkage in your process, difficult to automate. Automation will give you speed, flexibility and efficiency will increase. Move decision making to the point of contact with your customers. It allows the point of interface with the customers to take the decision. Decisions are not transferred above. Decision is taken, application is rejected. Madam, आपने इसमें लिखा है कि हमने income proof देना चाहिए, या तो residential proof नहीं दिया, I can't accept your application. So at that stage, customer is still in a need that he needs to do his part well. So he will do that and then come back and submit to you. Or if the thing is moved forward, various things are aligned in such a way that decision is taken at that point of time, rather than once upon a time your application used to go to HO level. And then HO conveys whether this application is approved or not. Now at branch level, there is a decision being left out. They have to verify the customer, they have to verify their ability to pay, etc., and take the appropriate call. And branches have started taking call on your ability and whether this loan is approved, and then they transfer the case to their central unit, etc. Enable smarter personalization and self-service for your customers. Once you have operationalized your things in such a way and you are allowed decision making, you are then able to create more personalizations and self-service for your customers. You see the online banking, everything customer has to do. He wants a checkbook, he has to get login and then fill up the checkbook request, he has to transfer money. So pura wo jo personal, his detail, the name of recipients, everything he has to enter. Earlier you have to send somebody who will stand in a queue. Queue mein no doubt your person, you can send your pune level guy and all. Then the bank guy is also involved. He receives the form in which it is written whom to go, etc., your account number and all. But this guy of the bank has to also spend a lot of time. He has to verify whether your account is right, number is right. Recipient's detail he has to transfer into making a demand draft and all. Now, online everything has been filled by you. It's a self-service. You have done everything. Bank has just given you a bandwidth, minimize their operational involvement, their labor involvement, and yet deliver you the results. So a lot of personalization and self-service based a thing can be enabled. Increase decision visibility and control for worry-free compliance. Here, because you gave a lot of free self-service and a lot of personalizations, customer has to be careful of doing things correctly. Once done it, he is able to track it also, and that makes him worry free, and that will increase more and more compliances dependency on you. Lower IT maintenance cost and increase decision reuse across applications and processes. more and more customers coming online using. Therefore, you will be wondering why so many companies, Vodafone is telling you that, you know, use my account online, download the application. Airtel is telling you, HDFC Bank is telling you, your Axis Bank is telling you, all because they want to operationalize IT infrastructure to self-service infrastructure. Self-service will bring their overhead cost down and profitability up. So all this is a fight is to make decision management system so foolproof and rugged and fast that overall it improves your operational excellence. Decision making when required is crucial irrespective of application or process. Sometimes the decision needs to be taken irrespective of the application, process, etc. So even that aspect has to be ingrained or covered in your decision making or decision management program. Intelligent decision making shows that data collected is being put to work. Now we come to a stage, we have understood the crux of decision making. Now, can you make data use? Can you use your collected data to have the intelligent decisions? That's the threshold of your decision management program. If you allow data driven decision making, what is said is you are taking intelligent decisions. Business policies and regulations are followed to take the decisions. Yes, business has to have a process, business has to have certain limitations, etc. Business has to have certain rules. So this automation and various compliances in place will ensure that today's managers face dual challenge of variation in the process due to human intervention and customers are changing continuously. Management challenges are manifold. You know, the customers are changing frequently, their needs are changing, their demands are changing, their wants are changing, etc. On the other hand, the process variation, which is due to more and more human still being present in handling the process. So that's a challenge that he faces. So how do you make your decision management system in such a way that every human will more or less take same productive decision? So irrespective of human, remove the subjectivity, bring your decision management system in such a way that at that scenario they will take right decision within the given ambit of your rules and models that you have in your system, and that will translate into a productive business for you. The breadth and complexity of business operations now demand progressive approach to assure operational success. With speed on one hand, we have seen the depth and breadth of complexity that is in front of every function, every line, person, etc. Your capability to provide them with the efficient decision management, this thing will really assure success of your operations. Your operations will be always proactive, productive, efficient, and that will be beneficial to you in the long run. Performance management can address today's management challenges through following four initiatives. Even within decision management, if you apply performance management as a criteria, as an approach to your decision management being effective and efficient. So these are the initiatives that you have to put in place. Improve individual effectiveness, align execution with strategy, enhance the organization's agility, and expand organization's scale. So let's try and see, we understand them one by one. Improving individual effectiveness. For many organizations, operational performance has a direct relationship to overall profitability. Operational excellence, we have understood. Operational excellence translates your process into lean and efficient. That is a direct relevance on your profitability. So improving the individual effectiveness will help you to improve your process effectiveness, translating into profitability. Decisions by frontline workers must be made at a lower cost in a dramatically higher volume in real time with maximal consistency. The crux of your decision management system is, can your frontline worker take a decision which is have a lower cost impact, gives you a higher volume in real time, and it will maximize your consistency. Consistency of same output level, consistency of same service level, etc. So that's the crux of your decision management system and its efficiency and utility aspect. Frontline workers also need technology to help them uncover, assess, and address new opportunities and threats as they present themselves. So frontline people, they expect a lot of information from the organization, is it made available to them? So when frontline sale is going to a new customer, does he know everything about that customer or not? So he is empowered to take a decision. He has a past negotiation rate. He knows last price at which we have sold this product. So at least he knows that below that he cannot. So every negotiation that he does above that price, he knows that, you know, he has a power to work with the management, that he is still selling base even better than the last rate, etc. So that is what they expect, the power of information in their hand, which will enable them to take a right decision. So you have to look ways and means how you improve individual decisions effectiveness through information, through empowerment, through technology, aligning execution with strategy. Many organizations are challenged to keep operational execution in sync with their strategic plans. What is required is people embark, organizations have embarked, but somewhere down the line they have lost the path. Operational excellence follows only productivity and cost minimizations and, you know, process improvements, while the strategic or the organizational plans are something else. What pays off is that align your execution with the strategy. So it pays to align your execution. Operational excellence program should be in sync with your strategic program. Then only you will see the benefit. Then only you will see the value. Divergent agendas and miscommunications are chronic problems that can hinder the executive leadership's real-time access to information on individual responsibility and executions. At each stage, if role clarity and responsibilities are not clear, and there is a communication gap, from the top to bottom, bottom to top in terms of improvement suggestions not been undertaken, etc. This will create a problem of a different nature, where real-time access to information itself will not be sought, may not be available. That leads to individual limiting his risk. You know, he then feels threatened. Okay, if I take by chance a decision which will go against me, then I will be at a risk. So then he tries to play down his capability to take decision. That itself will throw him out of the competitive pitching or competitive cycle, or customer will start feeling that, you know, this person is, or this organization is slow in terms of taking decisions, etc. So they will start moving out. Thought alignment of strategy and operations, through an alignment of strategy and operations, organizations can reduce inefficiency and improve initiative effectiveness. So what is called for is, through alignment, when you align your execution with your strategy, what you are doing is that you are reducing inefficiencies. All waste are removed, waste of time, resource, lines are optimized, processes are streamlined, made efficient. So that is, you have reduced all inefficiencies, and what you have done is improved your effectiveness of initiatives that you have taken. So you are able to be effective in whatever that you do. So align execution with strategy. The crux is reduce inefficiency and create effectiveness in whatever that you take. Enhancing organizational agility. Quick change to face challenges need agility within the organizations. Organizations must be able to deliver new process, skills and expertise rapidly to frontline workers. After you get an idea of either opportunity or the threat, whether your organization is agile enough, young enough, fast enough to proactively put the new process or new way of service to right up to the front end where opportunity is still existing for them to tap. It should not be that, you know, by the time you do work and deliver, opportunity is already lost. It should not be that. So that is what agility of the organization will come only through empowered decision management, or through a decision management model or the process that you have introduced within your organizations. Enabling organization scale. Final and the important stage, scaling up quickly to meet rapidly increasing demand and to sustain market presence is critical for many organizations. Organizations should always strive to scale higher and higher, maintain the rate of growth. That is possible only if decision management system within an organization is, one is efficient and empowering individual through a role, rules or models, which they, once they understand, they know that what decisions they can take and how to evaluate their decisions and its impact, and therefore they are in a position to take quick decisions, which is more or less a real time at the point of decisions where it should have been taken. and that will differentiate the organizations, that will differentiate the culture, and that will be acceptable by the customers, and that will give you an edge over competition. It requires automation of various business processes such as the attracting new customers, processing sales transactions, delivering goods and services, and providing customer supports. What is harped upon here is that to scale your level, automation is an answer. Automation is only a process if your processes are streamlined and linked very well, and it opens in front of you a food for thought that process automation is possible even in marketing, in sales, in customer service, not only in production or logistics, etc. All of this process requires decision making of some sort. Whether you are into marketing, sales, decision making is an ongoing process. So are you aided through a proper decision management system? If yes, organizations can scale a new height because each individuals are empowered to take certain level of decisions themselves at the point where it is required, which will translate into a customer service and trust and loyalty won. So let's understand the organization enterprise decision management. So we come to a stage where we have to understand what is this decision management. So it takes us to a stage where we are introduced to enterprise decision management. It is a program or a software or a way of going about. Unlike business intelligence software, planning and forecasting software, dashboards and scorecards, this software directly addresses the task of business decision making. So it's a program, it's a software based drive that allows a decision management happening within the organization called as enterprise decision management. Unlike business intelligence, so there is earlier we have even today what you call a business intelligence software, part of MIS and all we have understood, planning and forecasting software, various plans and forecast software are being also implemented. There are dashboards in terms of your productivity and in terms of your output, etc., or a scorecard, which are various things being put into operation stage or a production stage, etc. This software directly addresses the task of business decision making. This is the only software that connects with decision making. All of the above software which I told you, there is no decision, there is only an output. There is always it's an indication to your performance. It just tells you how good you are performing or average or low you are performing. There is no decision making linked. This is the only software that links it with the decision making. It extends the benefit of computer driven decision making across organizational operations. So this is a program, this is a software that allows you to bring decision managed program working for the organizations. It also provides overcharging workflow, database management and audit tracking capabilities that make it possible for simultaneous decision making. And what it tells you is that evaluate the workflow, manage your data, audit your capabilities, everything going on simultaneously, data mining, and all this will translate into efficient decision making within the organization that will give thrust to your business development. So just for your understanding, enterprise decision management as a software where you have a decision services being offered to the front end people, where this software operates on various business rules defined. It has a predictive analysis tool in that with adaptive controls as a backbone. It gives a control mechanism or a directive. Thus, what is written here has been reproduced here. Focusing on operational decisions, EDM develops decision services using business rules and predictive analytics to provide adaptive control. So using these two, it brings out a decision with an adaptive control criteria built into it and informs the person who has to take the decision what needs to be done. It will enable him to take decision based on analytics that is present in your data system. So that's the enterprise decision management program or a software that is all about. Enterprise decision management enables organizations to apply their expertise to each operational decisions. here various operational aspects are covered, be it from marketing, be it from logistics, supply chain, etc. The primary technologies used to support it are the rules, engines and predictive models. Rules engines are known as expert system, automated decision making, etc. Rules are defined. This is a rule of the organizations. The loan application cannot be more than 20% of the asset value. That's a rule. So if my asset value is 1 crore, then I cannot get a loan more than 20 lakhs. So that's a rule defined. So if this person puts up a request whether this application is eligible, the decision will come to him. If he is asked for 30 lakhs, the decision will be that he is not eligible, and therefore ask for a better collateral security, then probably this application can be considered. So that's what the primary technology used to support it are the rules and predictive models. So you have to define your rules, etc. Rules may represent policy of the organization, practices followed by the organizations, or a certain procedures to be followed, etc. So it will tell you that, you know, put this application for risk assessment. So if that is not done, when you seek a decision, it will tell you that this application has to go through the risk assessment stage. So that's a procedure. So it will guide you for that. So you will put this into the required risk assessment cycle.